Ed Tulloch, who's been a missionary overseas and a wonderful guy, is going to come and read our scripture passage this morning.
Good morning.
Let's bring you right over here on the
X.
It's invisible. Just look, see that burgundy line? That's what I want myself.
Oh, okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 9. I'm going to look at today in the one of the late modern type versions. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. We're pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not driven to despair. We're hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we're not destroyed.
Well, that sounds like a mother to me. The one who can thrive under pressure. Women are a great example. Mothers are a great example of determination. If you look up determination in the dictionary, you'll find that there is a firmness of purpose, that they are resolute. And I can tell you, mothers have to be resolute. They have to have a firmness of purpose, because raising children is not an easy thing to do. Being a mom is not an easy thing to do. Many times I have heard mothers tell me that their life feels just like Paul's life, as it's described here in 2 Corinthians. We feel pressed down on every side by troubles. We are not crushed. We are perplexed, but we're not driven to despair. We are hunted down by little children all the time, but we're never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Mothers, godly mothers, are determined people. They are people that understand that when they're having challenging feelings, that they can honestly go to God and tell God their feelings. We can do that because, well, we know how to pray to God. In fact, if you're like me, when things are more challenging, more pressured, more complex, then I pray a little bit harder in those moments. Mothers know that they can tell God the troubles that they're facing. 1 Peter 5, 7, unload all your burdens onto him, since he is concerned about you. A couple of other versions say that you should take your troubles and you should cast them, give them to God. Don't hold them longer than you need to. Once you've held them enough, then it's time to give it to God, to cast it to God. Why? Because he very much is concerned about mothers and all that mothers are challenged with in this day and age. Now, we should speak and talk to God as determined mothers, because God loves to listen to us. I know we think he's a little too busy. I know we think that maybe at times our concern is a little too small for God. But yet the Bible says that God very much wants to listen to us. This is David, who said, I love the Lord because he listens to my prayers. He listens to me every time I call to him. Every time. In the good, in the bad, in the easy, in the complex. When the day is going very well, and well, when the day is just a series of poopy diapers. God is ready and able, and he wants to listen to your prayers. And we want to pray to him because God really understands our emotions. Moms, God understands the emotions that you face, the complexity of the emotions you face. The Lord gave each of us our minds so that nothing we think or do can be hidden from him. God already knows. That's what's so interesting to me about God. He already knows. Now, sometimes we're a little worried that God already knows. But we don't have to fear God. God loves us and God cares for us. And so we should pray to him. We should pray to him knowing that he is listening. And as he listens, he really does understand. He understands the enormity of our emotion. And moms, he understands the mundaneness. The everyday challenge of being a parent, of being a mom. In fact, God not only understands your emotional state, but he understands it better than you do. He understands our emotional state more than we do. Why? He's the one that created us. 1 Chronicles 28. The Lord knows what's in everyone's mind, and he understands everything we think. Everything we think. Every time as a mom you feel like you know exactly what to do, and definitely he understands when you don't know what to do. He understands that pressure. He understands that anxiety and that challenge. We don't always know exactly how we feel, and as we develop our devotion, our full devotion to God, we realize more and more that one way that we can get more in touch with our emotion is to get more in touch with God. And the more we get in touch with God, the more we realize that when God speaks to us, he understands us better than we understand ourselves. In fact, in that moment, he understands your emotion of that immediate circumstance, but he also is the one that knows what lies ahead. And so he understands the emotion, moms, in your moment, but he also understands the emotions that are up ahead, the joy, the frustration, the celebration, the concern that we have for our children, for our church, for our world. Yeah, determined, godly moms, they know that they should nurture their conversation with God. He is a listening God. He is a caring God. And he created us and he understands. Now, I don't know about you, but I think I gave my mom a lot of reason to pray. I had four brothers and sisters. That was a little chaotic at times. We should and can go to God all the time. And don't be surprised that as you're honest in your emotion before God, that don't be surprised that you don't hear more than you anticipated, feel more than you anticipated. Because God really does want to hear from this resolute, determined person. A mother, a godly mother. Number two, I believe that a determined mom, a determined godly mom, understands that the strength that they need is a strength that's out of this world, a strength that they don't have in a particular moment of life, in faith, in challenge, in opportunity. And when it comes to this miraculous power that is ours in God, the way that we The way that we receive more of that power is not a greater effort. No, it's a greater yielding. We often think that the way to do better in life is to double down and work harder and harder and harder. And wow, Mom, you're already doing double duty. Grandma, you're already doing double duty. If you're an adoptive mom, you're already doing double duty. And it's true, you need more power, especially in those moments when you're throwing your hands in the air and you're lamenting to God. It's more about yielding than it is about a greater effort. Psalm 105, verse 4. David says, look to the Lord in his strength. Job 12, God is the real source of wisdom and strength, and he is. Why? It's supernatural. He has the wisdom and the strength. He understands everything that's going to happen in your life, in the life of your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. He's not only a sovereign God that knows, but he's a sovereign God that knows and loves you and loves your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And then David, again in Psalm 138, when I pray, you answer, encouraging me, giving me the strength I need. Wow. We all have moments where our battery is low, our emotions are spent. We've worried and worried and worried, and we've looked at things from so many different angles, yet we're a little frustrated. And that resolute purpose that you have wants to move ahead. That resolute purpose that you have as a mom, you want the very best for your children. And you're willing to give all that you have. And you do. And when you've given all that you have and you need more, where do you turn? Well, a determined, godly mom knows to turn to God. And they realize that the way to get powered up with God isn't to double down on working harder. Not that extra effort doesn't help, but there is that moment where it's about yielding to God. Not greater effort, greater resolution to follow God. Determined moms, determined godly moms are... they're always looking around for a sense of good in the midst of the bad in life. A determined mom is a person that gathers in an attitude of gratitude. And I know it's true about just being an adult in this world. That's a choice. It has to be a daily spiritual habit that we're going to grab a hold of the opportunity and have an attitude for gratitude. And we need that more than ever when things are not going well. When our children are making bad choices. We pray to God for strength. We pray that God will intervene, that God will do something good. And we acknowledge and realize that God is doing something good in the midst of our kids' bad choices, what has been put upon our children by someone else or something else. Godly moms know that God is working in every circumstance, even the difficult and the bad. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now notice it says for, notice it says in. It's in those circumstances. You don't have to be happy to God about challenging circumstances. No, it's okay to go, this stinks. This is not right. Oh, this is not fair. And as my older son says, if you want fair, go to Puyallup. They have a big one there. And when we read the scriptures, we realize that no, life is not fair. Life is not filled with one victory after another. And isn't it wonderful to have victory for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren, to feel victory, the taste of that victory? But I don't know anyone's life that is an uninterrupted string of victories. There's always defeat. There's always disappointment. There's always distress. There's always some damage of original sin in this world and in our world, in our kids' world. And yes, we pray against that. We ask God to put his hedge of protection around our children. And we pray that they would make good choices. And we pray that they can step in and lean into the great opportunity that might be before them. But difficulty happens. Tragedy happens. And God doesn't leave us in those moments. He doesn't leave a mom in those moments. God is very present and he is very powerful. And the way that his presence and his power is released in those moments is our ability to grab a hold of what we're thankful for. And so we're not thankful for all these bad things, but in the midst of those bad circumstances, we need to thank God and still bring that attitude of gratitude, because that's always our best foot forward, isn't it? Yeah, it's always our best foot forward with God. Here's what Job says. You remember Job? He had a lot. Then he had a lot of bad things happen to him. A lot of things taken away from him. The middle of his story was awful. He would not condemn God, and in the end, God blessed him. May the name of the Lord be praised in spite of everything that has happened. Man, that's hard to do. When what has happened is unfair, difficult, destructive, dangerous. Yet we know we have an attitude of gratitude when we can thank God in the midst of the challenges and the difficulty. In fact, it's interesting to look at through the history of Job's life, how he was always bringing an attitude of gratitude to God. He thanked God for his love and his care. He thanked God for the detailed plan that God had in store for him in the future. And I can tell you, in the midst of what was going on in Job's life, well, we know, because he was Job. It wasn't good and it wasn't fair. Yet he would not curse God. Instead of cursing God, he praised God. He thanked him. He thanked God because God was in control of what he didn't understand, Job 34:13. He thanked God because Job understood that God in the end will reward us. Now it's true, he blesses us in this world. And as we pray and celebrate today, there's no better person in this world to bless than our moms and our grandmas and our great grandmas. Because if there's anyone on this planet that faces the pressures and the challenges and the difficulties of life, yeah, it's a mom. And where you are today may not be all that good. But I can tell you on the horizon, God is still good. God is still in control. God still has a plan for you, and it is a plan that goes beyond the challenge and the difficulty and the unfairness of the moment. In this world, it may still not turn out all that good. But his blessing goes beyond this world to eternity. And whatever we didn't receive in this world, God will meet all of your needs. It may just be that that doesn't happen until you get to heaven. Yeah, it's great to know that God listens to us and knows us so well. It's great to know that the power that God wants to infuse in us by the Holy Spirit is not many times more effort. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be devoted, fully devoted to Christ. But in those moments, there is no more effort to be given. And in those moments in our daily life, moms, as you go about doing all that you do, just remember it's more about relying upon God, yielding to God. Yeah, moms, keep looking for the good in the midst of what might be bad circumstances. And the best way to do that is for you to have an attitude of gratitude, to be thankful for God, to see the good that is going on in the midst of very difficult, very trying circumstances. Yeah, moms, you are like Christ. You're like a mother hen that wants to gather all the chicks under their wings. And I know you want nothing but the very best for your kids, your grandkids, and your great-grandkids. And you know what? That's what makes you so special. And that's a great reason to honor you today. Let us pray. Lord, we do want to pray for our mothers or grandmothers or our adoptive mothers. People who stood in for our mother who wasn't present, maybe wasn't alive. Lord, they're special in our life. And so we want to honor them today. Lord, we're thankful that they call upon you, that they get perspective and they get power, and they grab a hold of the promises that you make. And it's true that that makes all the difference. Lord, empower those that need more strength, more endurance. Lord, for those that are facing difficult times, moms that are facing difficult times, Lord, bolster them, enable them to see the good that is going on in the midst of the difficulty or the challenge or the tragedy that they're experiencing. Lord, you're an amazing God. You made amazing people in moms and grandmas and great grandmas. Lord, we want to thank you for them. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.